How do you think this book stacks up with some of your other work?
Oh, I think it's great. I enjoyed it myself, and the response I've gotten has been pretty great. You know, really good. I honestly wasn't quite sure how well they would sell. Wrestling books, first of all, aren't big sellers anyway. But I wasn't sure because the people that generally buy my books are the guys that enjoy. The guys that go way back: Jody Hamilton, Ruth Ez, Ole Anderson, J.J. Dillon, Tony Atlas. They're more the old. They enjoy more of the old school guys. They don't care much for the newer school guys. But surprisingly enough, most of them, my regular customers, they bought Bill DeMott's book, and I've got great response from it. And I guess there again, we go back to the fact that they see him as a modern era, old school guy, and they enjoy the book, and it's held up well as far as sales compared to a lot of my other books.
How would you sell this book to someone that's interested in, you know, Bill DeMott? If someone kind of comes across your website and they're like, "Oh, a book on Bill DeMott. Why should I buy this?" What do you think you'd say to them?
I don't know. I guess I'd just explain it. If you want to learn about professional wrestling in a modern era seen through old school eyes, that way you get a little bit of both worlds. I'd say this is the book. It'd be the book to buy because some people don't get into the older era. You know, they get into more of the modern era. So first, I guess I'd have to figure out what the guy was interested in, whether it's old school or new school, and talk about that. You know, talk about the old school facet of the book or the new school, depending on what, you know, his main interest is. But I'd also want to explain that if you want a good education of the wrestling business in both eras, the old school and the new school, and this would be the one to get because it gives you a little bit of each.